you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Ride It Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon. That's right. It's me, Rich Orris, your host of Ride It Home with Rich. And boy, do we have an exciting, information-packed show for you today. Thanks for listening today on the first day of spring. We all got to be loving that, right? So now the spring is here. You know, what should you be doing around your home? Well, we can have a conversation about that today. Call me and let me know what's the first thing you do to your home every spring. We want to know. Also, my guest today is Nick Borelli from GAF, Roofing Shingle Manufacturer. So we're talking roofing, and more roofing. We'll touch on GAF's Master Elite Contractor Program. We'll talk about the importance of finding the qualified installer like that and why. We'll talk about some of their GAF's products. Women in roofing, can't wait to maybe hit on that. So you can stick with us for all of that today, but don't forget, today is your day for not only roofing questions, but with any questions that you have about your house. But, you know, I'm sure with all the rain we've had the past week, you know, are you getting old leaks coming back? Are you getting some new issues coming on? Call in now with all your roofing questions or any other questions about your home. Today is your day. You can reach us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And as always, every week in the middle of the show, we'll have my Ride It Home hack. Stick with us for that and all the fun. One more time, you can give us a call only for the next hour. Anything about your house, 314-241-9797. And now, I'll bring to you from the world's greatest roofing manufacturer, GAF, Nick Borelli, in the house with us. Hey, Nick, are you there?
Yeah, I hear you.
Awesome. Hey, how are you doing this Saturday afternoon?
I'm doing fantastic. It's beautiful outside.
You know, first day of spring, gotta absolutely love it. My yard guy showed up and put on one of the applications around my yard this morning, and I'm thinking, perfect timing, first day of spring, it's time for all that outdoor fun stuff, including roofs, you know, but
that's
a lot
right.
Happening in the spring. So wanted to just kind of jump in here and kind of get to know you, Nick, though, before we get too far into what you do in the roofing and everything. But, you know, where I was kind of starting was, you know, where are you from? Where did you grow up? Are you originally from St. Louis?
I am born and raised in St. Louis. I grew up in the North County area, moved out to St. Charles. I guess I've been out here, I don't know, a good 20 years or so now. So okay. I love it. You know, I know the area well. And, yeah, don't need to go anywhere.
Awesome. Hey, yeah, I'm exact same way. Absolutely love it. So I got to ask that one St. Louis question. You know, everybody asks, you know what it is. What high school did you graduate from?
I went to Aquinas Mercy.
Did you really?
Yes.
That's awesome. I lived right by there. Actually, would have loved to have gone to Aquinas. We, you know, attended church right out there and everything else. But I went to McClure High right up the road there.
Right.
Right up 270. So Big soccer rivals.
That's right. That's right. We played a lot of soccer.
Oh, absolutely. And I got to say, you know, it was kind of depressing, but, you know, we were rarely on the winning end of that rivalry. But occasionally, maybe we'd squeak one in. But yeah, a lot of fun back then for sure. So, hey, wanted to kind of start out with something really fun, actually, real quick. I've got a list of just some St. Louis kind of lightning round questions, either or questions, or what's your favorite, that type of stuff. So if you don't mind, let's run through these and find out what Nick's all about.
Sure.
So starting off, night owl or early bird?
Well, personally, night owl. But in my line of business, I have to be an early bird.
Yeah, they kind of force you. So are you more legal pad or iPad?
I'm still legal pad. I still, you know, you have to be adaptable, but I still love to have something written down in front of me.
Yeah, absolutely. Cats or dogs?
Oh, dogs.
Yeah. So beach or the mountains?
Beach. Absolutely, beach.
I agree with the beach. So here's a St. Louis one. Thin crust or deep dish?
You know what? Give me the deep dish. The thin crust is fine, but, you know, if I'm going to eat pizza, I want the full experience.
You know, and everybody thinks Emo's for St. Louis, but I'm like, you know, in North County and everything, Pantera's was the place to be. And they had great deep dish for sure. So
that's right. My first job ever was Pantera's Pizza.
Awesome. So running around town, would you go to the Cardinals or the Blues?
Cardinals. Absolutely, Cardinals. We do half-season tickets every year, and I just, you know, it's just relaxing, enjoyable. Blues playoff games, can't beat them, but I'll take Cardinals.
All right, let's get back to North County one more time. Fritz's or Ted Drew's?
Fritz's.
Absolutely. Was, you know, grew up right by there, and actually we've got one out here in O'Fallon.
That's right.
You know, right by me too. So I tend to lean that way also, you know, growing up with it and everything. So, hey, this was fun. I love doing these sort of things. We've got all sorts of roofing topics. We've got everybody's questions. If you have any roofing questions, if you got any questions about anything going on around your house, now's the time. We got three segments left. Give us a shout, 314-241-9797. We're going to get into our first break. So I'll get back with you, Nick, after we return right after this.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back, having a great time here, getting back at it. We have GAF Shingle Manufacturer Representative Nick Borelli with me today, talking everything about roofs. Love to talk about spring with you. If you've got any questions about what you should be doing, anything about your house, like he said, feel free to call in right now. We can take your questions, and we got the expert with us here today also to try and help do that. So, hey, Nick, are you still there?
I'm here, Rich.
Awesome, sir. I want to get into kind of the Master Elite, you know, contractor program, really get into some of that stuff. But before we do, kind of starting off, I did want to kind of just find out, you know, you're a representative for GAF and been working together for quite a while. It's actually, I look back, I think it was 2016 was the last time I actually had you on the program here with me. So it's been like, you know, 4.5, almost 5 years or something since we've actually chatted like this on the radio. But, you know, in working for them and doing what you do with roofs and everything and helping people out, you know, what really fulfills you with what you do, you know, about your job? What do you love about it?
Well, you know, I get to deal with a lot of interesting people. I don't, you know, you guys at Mosby and some of the other contractors in town, you guys get to deal with homeowners, and I used to do that a lot, and I still do a little bit, but really my main job and my main focus is to deal with distributors in town, contractors in town. I get to talk to architects, engineers, apartment complex owners, and all those. So it really is interesting to see the different types of people. And it can be a challenge at times, but it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So, working with roofing for so long, have you ever actually gotten to just get up there and shout anything out from the rooftop? That's what I've always wanted to do, right?
You know what? I don't know that I've ever actually done that.
Yeah, that's the installers. They do that. They're a breed of their own for sure. Okay. They got to love what they do. Absolutely. So, hey, but on a more serious matter, we're a part of that, Master Elite Contractor Group and everything. And I wanted to get into what is that all about? What does it really mean? And just kind of what's the importance of that to an actual client that might be getting a roof put on their house?
Well, what we do is we really like to train the contractors that we work with. And what I mean by that is we do a lot of hands-on, or I should say we did a lot of hands-on type training before the COVID, and we will be getting back to that sometime soon. We've done a lot of webinars and training, but really what it does is it takes the contractors that really want to be professionals, because just like any business, you have people that do a good job, but then you have the professionals that, they go through training. They put a complete roof system on versus just piecing things together. And so our certified contractors and our Master Elite contractors, they have to, be in business for a certain amount of time. They have to have a great rating on the BBB. They have to pay their bills to their suppliers. Like I said, go through training, whether it's with the sales staff, the installers. It's just a long-term relationship on the way that the best practices of the roofing industry. And so we allow that Master Elite contractor then to offer enhanced warranties. So you start getting into different things. There's so many misconceptions about what a roof should cover, or what a lifetime warranty or limited lifetime warranty is. And we allow those contractors to offer better warranties and just take the worry away from your homeowner forever.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. And, I liked what you mentioned about, the financial end of it. Are they paying their bills, being a part of kind of, keeping up with these contractors and stuff? Because, what a lot of people don't really realize is the biggest issue with a lot of, small, independent companies like that is, when they start running into financial troubles, and that's when they start having issues with the jobs, performing the jobs, and things start going bad, or they're taking money and not completing jobs and all that sort of stuff. And that's probably one of the biggest factors in, when companies go under and when they start to not do the best thing that they can, is really when you're under duress and financial problems and really struggling, you take your eye off the ball on what you really need to do, and then they go down. So I think that's a great piece, to that program to keep an eye on.
Yeah. Whether it's us or even another manufacturer, you really want the contractors to have that label, because that label is important, meaning that we as a manufacturer, we know who is using our products. We know the type of work that they are capable of doing, and we back them up. And that's very important. You can talk to a roofing contractor all day long, and they can give you a 15-year or 10-year workmanship warranty. But if they've been in business for 2 years and don't have money in the bank, that warranty is not really worth a lot. Our company, being the largest roofing manufacturer in the entire world, our homeowners don't have to worry about if we have money in the bank. We're we're pretty solid when it comes to that type of stuff.
Yeah, no, that's definitely great. And so I'm guessing that the actual warranty not only gets better and covers more, but does it get longer with that system?
Absolutely. So an out-of-the-package warranty, even though it's a lifetime or a limited lifetime warranty, it covers the shingle itself. But as you know, and many people understand that more goes into a roof or a roofing system than just the shingle itself. I mean, you have all the components that make up that full system. And with our certified and Master Elite contractors, because they are using our products, there's no guesswork. We know they've gone through the training. We know that they're installing everything properly. We can take that, what would typically be a 10-year warranty, and we can bump that all the way up to a full 50-year warranty. And now people will say, well, you know, I may not live in my home full 50 years. Well, the good thing is it is transferable. It's free to transfer it, and we allow that to happen
awesome.
One time. Yeah, so you know, it's a huge thing when you're going to sell a home. Roof's very important. And if you have that warranty and you're selling your home, you know, that's just another way of letting people know that they're getting a great purchase.
Oh yeah. And just, you know, lasting in general with roofs for me, when you get into all of this and in the whole systems and you have better shingles and thicker shingles, they're just going to wear better, you know, than just less. And, you know, even if it lasts longer for you, you know, it, being in the home for 10 or 15 years, and then you can transfer that warranty, that's just such a great option for a homeowner to be able to have and pass down. And then absolutely no worries the whole time that you're in your home. I mean, you really can't beat that. So, hey, Nick, we got to get into a hard break here. In the middle of the show, I'll have my right at home hack when we return, but I'd love to get into, you know, some of these, like attic ventilation a little bit, what needs to happen there and what we should be looking out for and how that, you know, really helps that system last and everything also. So let's jump into some stuff like that and your calls when we return. We'll be right back after this.
It's now time for Rich's right at home hack.
All right, guys, here we go. Another week, halfway through the show, Rich's Right at Home Hack. So I got a real quick, easy one today. Got an easy garden hose hanger for you. So, you know, I just painted, like last fall, most of the first floor of my home. I got about 3 5-gallon buckets left over, looking for something to do with them. So if you take a 5-gallon bucket or a large pail and get some long, like 2-inch size screws, grab some big, you know, round washers for them, like maybe about 1 inch round, put the bucket and just screw that thing from the inside to the wall. You can cut the 5-gallon bucket down. You can cut it in half so it's not sticking off the wall so far, but you can house your hose right around that bucket. Work great for extension cords also. Just wrap them up, put them right around that bucket. And on the inside, you can put all your accessories, your nozzles, things like that. Store it right inside that bucket. Makes a great, easy, clean way inside the garage to house this stuff over winter and everything. So I'm going to be doing that here shortly now that it's spring, cleaning out my garage. So if you want to hear this one again or any of my hacks every week, you can find them on all my social media. Just check out, you can look at Rich Orris Mosby for Facebook or at Rich Orris on Twitter. They'll be there every single week. Find me, check it out, and I hope it works out and helps everybody. So we're going to get back to the regular programming here on 97.1 with Nick Borelli from GAF. Nick, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. So now you know what to do with that garden hose in your garage. You know, great, easy way. And everybody's got these buckets lying around, you know,
<That's>
and
right.
extra ones of them. So I thought that was a really cool, easy thing to do there. So, but, you know, I would love to jump into just attic ventilation and kind of what that does, you know, to a roof, what's the good part if it's right, and what's the bad part if it's not as well. But because and I bring it up too because I know, you know, for manufacturers, whether it's windows or roofs or, you know, siding, any of these products, doors is a big one that, you know, everybody thinks they have an issue with the product, and they call the manufacturer, and the manufacturer sends somebody out, and they go, oh, see, they didn't put long enough screws through these door hinges to actually mount this door well to swing and hold the weight of the door. That's why our door is falling apart. They didn't install it correctly. So, you know, and I could tell roofing stories all day long. We'd probably be on the air till about 8 o'clock tonight. I'd still be going on all the different crazy stuff that I've personally seen, you know, with roofing, on how it's installed and not installing it correctly. I've even had installation errors that I've found and helped out with court cases and stuff on, you know, because it looks so bad, because sometimes that install, you know, affects the aesthetics of it. But, you know, the big one is roofing wearing down a little quicker than it should, and it's because, you know, the attic ventilation isn't right. Can you just kind of touch on the importance of that ventilation to a roofing system?
Sure. So your roof, your shingles are made of asphalt. Asphalt, if anybody stood on a sidewalk versus a, you know, a blacktop, you can tell the difference in heat. So it's the same type of thing in your roof. Your roof is holding that heat no matter the color of the shingles. And so the real importance of having good ventilation is it keeps the attic space cool. It allows the hot air to float out, and it allows the good air, the clean air, to come in. And so it's just a continuous moving motion of air. And so the bottom of those shingles stay cooler, you know, and it doesn't allow those shingles to cook quite as much. So what can happen when I say the shingles cook? Well, you could start seeing the granules popping off. You can get pits in your shingles. You can see them start to curl at the corners because of the heat. And so we try to eliminate that with an attic ventilation system of some sort, whether it's a solar vent, whether it's a ridge vent, the traditional whirly bird vents, box vents, static vents, any of those type of things will help. As long as it's a balanced system, you have to have the correct amount coming in versus the correct amount going out.
Yeah, no. And you know, I talk to people about this stuff all the time because we do the roofing, we do the siding, we do, you know, everything like that. But what a lot of people really don't understand too is, you know, that half of your real attic ventilation is incorporated with the siding, not the roofing. And where the air comes from and all that is so important. So, you know, having gable vents and adding ridge vent that wasn't there before could become a little breathing problem, you know, and you need to do things to cover up the other one. So, you know, I urge people, even if you're thinking about a siding project, you know, get somebody that's educated, ask about attic ventilation, ask the importance of what they do, ask these open-ended questions and get explanations and stuff like that. And you know, that's why here at Mosby we look at this as a whole, to where, you know, we're looking at all these things when we look at either the siding or the roof or, you know, anything, trying to just figure out what's best for the home, offer that, have people, you know, educate them, have them understand it, and you know, then they can make a good educated decision on the home and the cost and what's important to them and how long they're going to be there comes into play, and, you know, all this different stuff. But so, I mean, imagine really having someone, you know, that's been putting on applying shingles for 5 years or so, all of a sudden just going around looking at all these roofs doing this, but doesn't really understand that intake ventilation and all that. So when you have a good qualified person come out, you know, like us, like I come out and look at it, and we've been trained at the Building Performance Institute, and, you know, we're certified in roofing, siding, moisture, you know, Energy Star certificates. I mean, educated pretty much to the hilt, you know. Why do I need a lead safe, you know, certified renovator looking at my roof. Well, it's just because we know everything about the house. So the benefit might not be that they know how to do that, but it means that they know how to do many other things. And being a, you know, master shingle applicator can really, you know.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, guys, here we go. Another week, halfway through the show, Rich's Right at Home Hack. So I got a real quick, easy one today. Got an easy garden hose hanger for you. So, you know, I just painted, like last fall, most of the first floor of my home. I got about 3 5-gallon buckets left over, looking for something to do with them. So if you take a 5-gallon bucket or a large pail and get some long, like 2-inch size screws, grab some big, you know, round washers for them, like maybe about 1 inch round, put the bucket and just screw that thing from the inside to the wall. You can cut the 5-gallon bucket down. You can cut it in half so it's not sticking off the wall so far, but you can house your hose right around that bucket. Work great for extension cords also. Just wrap them up, put them right around that bucket. And on the inside, you can put all your accessories, your nozzles, things like that. Store it right inside that bucket. Makes a great, easy, clean way inside the garage to house this stuff over winter and everything. So I'm going to be doing that here shortly now that it's spring, cleaning out my garage. So if you want to hear this one again or any of my hacks every week, you can find them on all my social media. Just check out, you can look at Rich Orris Mosby for Facebook or at Rich Orris on Twitter. They'll be there every single week. Find me, check it out, and I hope it works out and helps everybody. So we're going to get back to the regular programming here on 97.1 with Nick Borelli from GAF. Nick, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. So now you know what to do with that garden hose in your garage. You know, great, easy way. And everybody's got these buckets lying around, you know,
<That's>
and
right.
extra ones of them. So I thought that was a really cool, easy thing to do there. So, but, you know, I would love to jump into just attic ventilation and kind of what that does, you know, to a roof. What's the good part if it's right, and what's the bad part if it's not as well? But because and I bring it up, too, because I know, you know, for manufacturers, whether it's windows or roofs or, you know, siding, any of these products, doors is a big one that, you know, everybody thinks they have an issue with the product, and they call the manufacturer, and the manufacturer sends somebody out, and they go, oh, see, they didn't put long enough screws through these door hinges to actually mount this door well to swing and hold the weight of the door. That's why our door is falling apart. They didn't install it correctly. You know, and I could tell roofing stories all day long. We'd probably be on the air till about 8 o'clock tonight. I'd still be going on all the different crazy stuff that I've personally seen, you know, with roofing on how it's installed and not installing it correctly. I've even had installation errors that I've found and helped out with court cases and stuff on, you know, because it looks so bad, because sometimes that install, you know, affects the aesthetics of it. But, you know, the big one is roofing wearing down a little quicker than it should. And it's because, you know, the attic ventilation isn't right. Can you just kind of touch on the importance of that ventilation to a roofing system?
Sure. So your roof, your shingles are made of asphalt. Asphalt, if anybody stood on a sidewalk versus a, you know, black top, you can tell the difference in heat. So it's the same type of thing in your roof. Your roof is holding that heat no matter the color of the shingles. And so the real importance of having good ventilation is it keeps the attic space cool. It allows the hot air to float out, and it allows the good air, the clean air, to come in. And so it's just a continuous moving motion of air. And so the bottom of those shingles stay cooler, you know, and it doesn't allow those shingles to cook quite as much. So So what can happen when I say the shingles cook? Well, you could start seeing the granules popping off. You can get pits in your shingles. You can see them start to curl at the corners because of the heat. And so we try to eliminate that with an attic ventilation system of some sort, whether it's a solar vent, whether it's a ridge vent, the traditional whirly bird vents, box vents, static vents, any of those type of things will help. As long as it's a balanced system, you have to have the correct amount coming in versus the correct amount going out.
Yeah, no, and you know, I talk to people about this stuff all the time because we do the roofing, we do the siding, we do, you know, everything like that. But what a lot of people really don't understand too is, you know, that half of your real attic ventilation is incorporated with the siding, not the roofing. And where the air comes from and all that is so important. So, you know, having gable vents and adding ridge vent that wasn't there before could become a little breathing problem, you know, and you need to do things to cover up the other one. So, you know, I urge people, even if you're thinking about a siding project, you know, get somebody that's educated, ask about attic ventilation, ask the importance of what they do, ask these open-ended questions and get explanations and stuff like that. And you know, that's why here at Mosby we look at this as a whole, to where, you know, we're looking at all these things when we look at either the siding or the roof or, you know, anything, trying to just figure out what's best for the home, offer that, have people, you know, educate them, have them understand it, and you know, then they can make a good educated decision on the home and the cost and what's important to them and how long they're going to be there comes into play and, you know, all this different stuff. But so, I mean, imagine really having someone, you know, that's been putting on applying shingles for 5 years or so, all of a sudden just going around looking at all these roofs doing this, but doesn't really understand that intake ventilation and all that. So when you have a good qualified person come out, you know, like us, like I come out and look at it, and we've been trained at the Building Performance Institute, and, you know, we're certified in roofing, siding, moisture, you know, Energy Star certificates. I mean, educated pretty much to the hilt, you know. Why do I need a lead safe, you know, certified renovator looking at my roof? Well, it's just because we know everything about the house. So the benefit might not be that they know how to do that, but it means that they know how to do many other things. And being a, you know, master shingle applicator can really, you know, help out understanding how those things go on too, you know. And like I was saying, I see so many different things that, you know, I had one, Nick, a few years back that it wasn't GAF shingles, but the way they installed these really high-end line, you know, shingles, they didn't follow the manufacturer's recommendations for how to stagger the mm-hmm. shingles. And it affected the roof aesthetically. When you stood back and look at the roof, I'm telling you right now, one piece of the roof looked like it had a question mark in it. And you, honestly, and I mean, so, you know, you think about this client, she has over $1 million house built. Okay. This is literally like a $80,000 roof on top of this house. And when you look at it from one side, you see a question mark. Can you imagine? You know, like, no. And so, you know, and they tried, they had all these stories of, oh, we couldn't do it like that because it was a hip and all this different stuff. And, you know, I'm in there and I'm explaining to them, no, here's the book. This is how you install it. This is how you would lay this out and do it as if it's a hip, you know, and that's you right. can do it. And it wouldn't look that way. And they even took them to court, and I don't know that they ever actually made it into the court because it just got dropped. They didn't even, it didn't matter. The roof wasn't leaking. It worked. It right. just didn't look right. So eventually it just kind of got dropped, and they got literally nothing out of that. And that's the roof they're going to have on their house. And a roof like that really will last 30, 40, 50 years. You know, like,
yeah. Well, and that's, you know, that's the importance, Rich. That's the importance of having a contractor that is certified. That's a huge thing because, you know, we have installation books. We have specific offset cuts that each different product that we make has to be installed with because of that reason specifically. And you can see it, you know, the colors blend a specific way. And if those offsets aren't cut correctly, like you said, you're going to see lines, you're going to see, it's just not going to look the way that we produce the product to look. It may last and it may, you know, not leak, like you said, but you know, the aesthetic is, you know, a roof is typically about 40% of your curb value.
Yeah.
And you want it to look nice.
Yeah, no, it is pretty amazing. I see so much crazy stuff like that, you know, people putting architectural shingles on just like you would a three tab, you know, and because it's faster and easier. And you're like, guys, that's not how this works. You know, look at the back of the, you know, flip the thing over. It's usually right there on the package. It's not like
it is. What's great is with technology now, we even have, so on our packages, we have the QR code where you can just open your phone and, you know, the QR code and it'll pop up the instructions right on their phone. So there's no excuse anymore on anybody, you know, not being able to install something the way that it's meant to be installed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I did, speaking of that, I had a client, I was explaining what was wrong with their siding and why their house was leaking and how this company installed like the Tyvek and the flashing tape incorrectly. And I was explaining to them, you know, they had all the right materials, and I'm saying, you know, and if they would have just taken that flashing box and flipped it over and looked at it, it shows you right on the box. And he was like, no, wait, let me, he goes, come with me. And we go down in his basement, and he had like, you know, leftover siding laying there. And on top of the leftover siding was a box of that flashing tape, like half a box left over. He's like, this tape? I'm like, yep. He flipped it over. I'm like, yep, there's the instructions. He threw that box across the basement. He was so mad. And was like, the guy doing the work had it in front of him. And just, you know, and sometimes that's a product of, you know, new construction, got to be quick labor. You know, if you, does the boss get you in trouble if you sit down and try and read the instructions if they haven't taught you that yet or what? You know, there's so much that plays into that, you know, in the building environment that there's really no one place to pinpoint it and say, this is exactly what we need to correct. We got a lot to correct to get, you know, these things right throughout the industry. But yeah, find a company that takes the time, knows what they're doing, and gets it absolutely right for you. So, hey, Nick, we got one more segment left. We're going to get into our final break here. I would encourage anybody with a question out there, feel free to give us a call in this last segment real quick. We can get you in. And if not, we've got plenty of more other stuff to talk about with roofing, with Nick, with everything going on out there. And if you anything about spring or working on your house, give us a shout. Let us know what's going on. Ask the questions. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right. Here we go, guys. Final segment. Got Nick Borelli from GAF hanging with me. Having just a really good time today talking about roofs, talking about spring, talking about outside, all great stuff. And, you know, Nick, I wanted to get into kind of GAF, the company, for just a moment. So I was reading, you know, I was kind of looking at the website, found a couple articles. So, you know, about a couple weeks ago, I had on a guest that was the first female president of the Missouri Athletic Clubs. So we got a lot of women in sports and stuff. And I had Aqua Systems, Brett Lyon, on. We were talking about conserving water and, you know, just trying to make things better in their new system that's more efficient, more effective and everything. And I found a couple articles on your guys' stuff that was, you know, women in sales that are breaking barriers and empowering a gender diverse sales force. I thought women in roofing is so awesome, you know, to have that and to have a, you know, try and build on that, you know. And then the other one was talking about, you know, the water sustainability and everything that you guys are doing to be more energy efficient. And it talked about, what I really liked on that one was it talked about the social responsibility, you know, that they have to the surrounding communities, you know, to protect and the natural resources and conserve them and all this stuff. And I just love it. And this is really, you know, what companies need to be doing. So, you know, it seems like it's a really good culture and everything. What is kind of the company and the culture and everything like, you know, at GAF?
We're a large company. Like I said, we are the largest roofing manufacturer in the world. And I think in the last probably 5 years or so, they've really taken a look at the diversity in our industry, in the roofing, and noticed that there wasn't much of it, to be honest with you. And So they've really taken upon themselves to really try to change that culture. We have a fantastic culture at GAF. Yes, we're a huge company, and, you know, there's specific things and guidelines that we all have to follow. And but they really empower us to go out and, you know, we have a great partnership with Habitat for Humanity. So we allow our contractors to be part of that program where we provide the materials to them on two homes a year. We'll provide the materials, the enhanced warranty for our certified contractors when they provide the labor. We did have the women in roofing industry. We've taken that on and run with that the last two and a half years, I believe. That's just taken off tremendously. And, you know, honestly, we need that. We absolutely need that. And, you know, the other thing is we've looked at different markets and not just roofing. So our company has started bringing in to our executive team some high-level people outside of our industry to come into our industry and just see, you know, how can we shake things up? How can we make things better for the roofing industry? And they've done a terrific job the last couple of years just, again, just bringing in different people with different backgrounds to you know, just to kind of update the culture, I guess I should say. So, yeah, it's been fantastic.
Yeah, no, and that is really, really awesome. And it's what, you know, it's what's happening. And it's what these, you know, all the companies, you know, really need to start doing. And I'll never forget years ago, you know, visiting with clients and stuff, I had a single woman ask me if we had, you know, any women working in remodeling and construction and that. And at the time we had one project manager that was female back then. And this was, you know, 15, 14 years ago or something. And she's like, wow, that's it. And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I just don't know that we have a lot of interest or a lot of applicants. I kind of talked to Scott about it. He's like, yeah, he's like, just tell her we've hired 100% of the women that have applied. So it was right. Much different, you know, 15 years ago, you know, than now. I think it's, you know, we're making it okay. And I think it's awesome. I think it needs to be. I think it has to be. And let me tell you, that project manager has been with us over 15 years now, is one of the best, the most organized, and definitely one of my favorites, you know, running jobs and everything. She is to the hilt, gets it, you know, and it's awesome. So, you know, it's great that you guys are out there and doing that and like that, you know, it needs to happen. So we are just about out of time here, Nick, but I want to thank you again for coming on. First day of spring, beautiful day, spending an hour with me, had a great time, and I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich. Love being here. And, we appreciate everything that you do, and anytime I can be on, I'd love to.
Yep, absolutely. We will definitely do it more than once every 5 years from here on out. Good. We will get you in the next year. And for everybody else, I will talk to you guys next week.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right. Here we go, guys. Final segment. Got Nick Borelli from GAF hanging with me. Having just a really good time today talking about roofs, talking about spring, talking about outside. All great stuff. And, you know, Nick, I wanted to get into kind of GAF, the company, for just a moment. So I was reading, you know, I was kind of looking at the website, found a couple articles. So, you know, about a couple weeks ago, I had on a guest that was the first female president of the Missouri Athletic Clubs. So we got a lot of women in sports and stuff. And I had Aqua Systems, Brett Lyon, on. We were talking about conserving water and, you know, just trying to make things better in their new system that's more efficient, more effective and everything. And I found a couple articles on your guys' stuff that was, you know, women in sales that are breaking barriers and empowering a gender diverse sales force. I thought women in roofing, that is so awesome, you know, to have that and to have a, you know, try and build on that, you know. And then the other one was talking about, you know, the water sustainability and everything that you guys are doing to be more energy efficient. And it talked about, what I really liked on that one was it talked about the social responsibility, you know, that they have to the surrounding communities, you know, to protect and the natural resources and conserve them and all this stuff. And I just love it. And this is really, you know, what companies need to be doing. So, you know, it seems like it's a really good culture and everything. What is kind of the company and the culture and everything like, you know, at GAF?
Well, we're a large company. Like I said, we are the largest roofing manufacturer in the world. And I think in the last probably 5 years or so, they've really taken a look at the diversity in our industry, in the roofing, and noticed that there wasn't much of it, to be honest with you. And So they've really taken upon themselves to really try to change that culture. We have a fantastic culture at GAF. Yes, we're a huge company, and, you know, there's specific things and guidelines that we all have to follow. And but they really empower us to go out and, you know, we have a great partnership with Habitat for Humanity. So we allow our contractors to be part of that program where we provide the materials to them. On two homes a year, we'll provide the materials, the enhanced warranty for our certified contractors when they provide the labor. We did have the women in roofing industry. We've taken that on and run with that the last 2 or 2.5 years. I believe that's just taken off tremendously. And, you know, honestly, we need that. We absolutely need that. And, you know, the other thing is we've looked at different markets. And not just roofing. So our company has started bringing in to our executive team some high-level people outside of our industry to come into our industry and just see, you know, how can we shake things up? How can we make things better for the roofing industry? And they've done a terrific job the last couple of years just, again, just bringing in different people with different backgrounds to you know, just to kind of update the culture, I guess I should say. So, yeah, it's been fantastic.
Yeah, no, and that is really, really awesome. And it's what, you know, it's what's happening. And it's what these, you know, all the companies, you know, really need to start doing. And I'll never forget years ago, you know, visiting with clients and stuff, I had a single woman ask me if we had, you know, any women working in remodeling and construction and that. And at the time we had one project manager that was female back then. And this was, you know, 15, 14 years ago or something. And, she's like, wow, that's it. And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I just don't know that we have a lot of interest or a lot of applicants. I kind of talked to Scott about it. He's like, yeah, he's like, just tell her we've hired 100% of the women that have applied. So it was right. Much different, you know, 15 years ago, you know, than now. I think it's, you know, we're making it okay, and I think it's awesome. I think it needs to be. I think it has to be. And let me tell you, that project manager has been with us over 15 years now, is one of the best, the most organized, and definitely one of my favorites, you know, running jobs and everything. She is to the hilt, gets it, you know, and it's awesome. So, you know, it's great that you guys are out there and doing that. And like that, you know, it needs to happen. So we are just about out of time here, Nick, but I want to thank you again for coming on. First day of spring, beautiful day, spending an hour with me. Had a great time, and I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich. Love being here, and we appreciate everything that you do. And anytime I can be on, I'd love to.
Yep, absolutely. We will definitely do it more than once every 5 years from here on out. We will get you in the next year. And for everybody else, I will talk to you guys next week.